Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. I'm DJ Frederick. Now, this show was formerly known as Herman's Radio and Record Room, and we feature music from mid-century America and around the world. We'll be listening to 7-inch, 10-inch, and 12-inch records, and along the way, we'll dip into easy-listening country, gospel, jazz, folk, pop music, and more. So welcome. The Mid-Century Annex is open for browsing. Recently on the Mid-Century Annex, we have been working our way through the music of mid-century America from the late 1930s to the late 1960s. We'll see where this goes, but we're going to listen to some music this week from 1941. The unmistakable sounds of Duke Ellington and Take the A-Train, released in 1941. Prior to that, we heard Mitchell Ayers with Mary Ann Mercer on the vocal, The Make-Believe Island, kind of like Lost. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. We're exploring music from the late 1930s through the late 1960s. And today we're hearing tunes from 1941.
Here's a program from our archives. This month, throughout the Northeast, farmers are tapping maple trees and processing maple syrup. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. We're listening to the sounds of maple sap dripping into a bucket.
Well, maple syrup is made from the sap of sugar maple trees. Sap is a very dilute sugar solution, perhaps 2% sugar, and it's cooked down in an evaporator over a wood or oil fire, typically, to a concentration of 67% solids, which are mostly sugars with the flavors of maple.
David Marvin runs Butternut Mountain Farm in Johnson, Vermont.
The sap is produced during alternating cold nights and warm days in March and April, and it flows from holes that are drilled in the tree, 7/16 inch in diameter, 3 inches deep inside the tree. These holes produce sap only until the tree starts growing, at which time sap flow stops, usually in mid-April. A single tap hole or two tap holes in a large tree really are very little harm at all to the tree. We don't know exactly how much sap is removed from the tree, but perhaps 5 to 10% of the stored carbohydrates at most would be removed during a normal sugaring season. It would be wonderful if we knew what makes sap flow. We don't know all the answers. Clearly there's a trigger mechanism based on temperature, but exactly how the tree works is still a mystery. The average tree in an average year will produce about 10 gallons of sap, and that produces about 1 quart of syrup per tap hole.
We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Broadcasting from the past, present, and future, it's the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. We're part of the homemade radio revolution on WMNB-LP 107.1 in North Adams.
That moonlit path by the Alamo, just a little bit south of North Carolina. That's where I long to be, in a little brown shack in South Carolina. Someone waits for me in each letter he says. The weather's fine, the folks are feeling great. The garden looks grand and the red rose vine is clinging to the gate. Just a little bit south of North Carolina. That's where my thoughts all stray, to the one I love best in South Carolina. I'm going back someday, I can hardly wait to see the face of the one I idolize. Just a little bit south of North Carolina, I'll find paradise.
A slice of onion and a raw one. Draw one. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee. I love tea. I love the jabba jab and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabba and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Ooh, Boston beans, soybeans, yeah. Green beans, cabbage and greens. I'm not keen upon a bean, unless it is a cheery, cheery bean, boy. I love coffee, I love tea, I love the jabba jive and it loves me. Coffee and the tea. Java and me, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, yeah. I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, not for me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup,
yeah.
Oh, throw me that slug from the wonderful mug. I'll cut a rug till I'm snug in the jug. Drop a nickel in the pot, Joe. I take 'em a slow. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the jabba jab and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabba and me.
Yeah.
A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Boom.
From 1941, the Ink Spots with the Java Jive. Very interesting group. They were an American vocal jazz group, and they gained international fame in the 1930s and the 1940s. Now, in 1989, the Ink Spots were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and in 1999, they were inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And there have been at least 100 vocal groups calling themselves the Ink Spots. Apparently, there is no right to the name claimed by anybody. So, yeah, if you want to start a vocal a cappella group or barbershop quartet, just call yourself the Ink Spots. Before that, the Gene Krupa Band pulled into town with Anita O'Day on vocals and just a little bit south of North Carolina. We started that set off with Bob Willis and the new San Antonio Rose. Whew! Well, I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. All right, let's get back to some music and drop the needle. Not that kind of needle.
You see the drummer stomping. Drum boogie, drum boogie.
Drum boogie.
It really is a killer. Drum boogie, drum boogie. The drum.
Thank you.
you say.
Step aside, partner, it's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga juju?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga juju?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shamalola calling, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, choo-choo.
Glenn Miller with Tex and the Modern Airs on vocals. That was the Chattanooga Choo Choo. And before that, we queued up some more music by Gene Krupa. Drum Boogie with Irene Day on vocals. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. We've been mining musical gems from the 1930s to the late 1960s. And today we've been listening to music from 1941. We're going to make our way through the years all the way to about 1970, so please stay tuned for future episodes. Thank you for coming on this musical journey. Hey, this is DJ Frederick from Radio Thrift Shop. If you have any comments or musical requests, you can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. Groove on. It's the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement Sale. Get ready to dumpster dive into the crates of forgotten sound. Thank you. This is DJ Frederick, and you've stumbled into another edition of the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement Sale. And hang on to your hats. It's going to get really, really weird. So you're probably saying, hey, DJ Frederick, that wasn't so bad. That was just Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey. And you're right, that wasn't so bad at all. That was Stu Phillips and the Holly Ridge Strings from the LP, the George, John, Paul, and Ringo songbook from 1971. Okay, this next song is one of the most loved songs or hated songs, depending on your perspective. Let's see if I can get this right. The Glenn Rivera Restructure Mix Mighty Pope Edition of Inagata De Vida.
Thank you.
It's Casey Kasem's Bottom 40, No Hits, None of the Time, on the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement Sale.
Among the newer songs, I'd like to do a song with a rather unusual name, The Horse with No Name.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things, sand and hills and rings. First thing I met was a fly with a buzz, sky with no clouds. The heat was hot, the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. Been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La, 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 la. La 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 la. After 2 days in the desert sun, my eyes were turning red. After 3 days in the desert fun, I was looking at a riverbed. The story told of a river that flowed made me sad to think it was dead. Say I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. Felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La 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 la. After 9 days, I let the horse run free. The desert had turned to sea. There were plants and birds, rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rings. Ocean is a desert, but it's life underground. The perfect disguise above. Under the cities lies a heart made of ground. The humans will give no love. See, I've been through the desert on a horse of no name. Felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La 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 la.
Okay, Ken Henderson with A Horse With No Name. Before that, the Enoch Light Singers, Born to be Wild, here at the Bargain Basement of the Radio Thrift Shop, where everything is 98% off before we toss it in the dumpster. You think it's dusty upstairs in the thrift shop? There's stuff down here that hasn't seen the light of day in a few decades.
so lonely and thin. You came out of nowhere, like the sun up from the hills. Cold, cold was the wind. Warm, warm were your lips. Out there on that ski trail, where your kiss filled me with thrill.
Some Goodwill finds there. Whew. All right, The Impacts with Canadian Sunset. Before that, the Ray Charles Singers with El Dila. And we started off with Adrian Kimberly and the graduation song Pomp and Circumstance. And that record was released in 1961. And I was just a wee lad of, one and a half years old. All right, this is DJ Frederick. I've put you through enough torture. Thanks for coming on this musical journey, dumpster diving into the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement. It's an occasional show. You can find it on radioforall.net, and it's for the musically adventurous. Okay, let's have Gene Shepherd take us out. Not take us out that way, but, sing us out or... All right, let's cue the record.
The man I love's from New York State. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. He loves the bongo, I love the banjo, and we found the first-class remedy. He plays the bongo, I play the banjo. We really give it a whirl. If this new sound ever gets around town, we'll revolutionize all the music in the world. The man I love wears fancy clothes, gingham and cottons for me. He loves the bongo, I love the banjo, still we're as happy as two. This new sound ever gets around town, we'll revolutionize all the music in the world. The man I love, he likes the city, the country life for me. He loves the bongo, I love the banjo, I love him and he loves me. Plays the part.